Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
There you go. Mike Haas with the call, 816. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff Nowak?
I'm doing good. I mean, how about those Pelicans too? It's like the New Orleans sports teams, their Christmas gift to you is they've decided to stop losing games.
And win some games and put some wins together in a row. It would be nice to see the Saints beat the Titans. That'd be, what, four in a row?
It would be.
And then go ahead and wrap it up in the final week against the Falcons and go into the next season with a five-game winning streak. Tell me what was most impressive to you about Sunday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that might be the worst team in football right now in the New York Jets. Like, if you had to rank everyone on a ladder of how likely they are to win a game the rest of the way, the Jets might be 32 out of 32 teams. So, you know, the Saints went in as a 6.5-point favorite, and I think what impressed me about their performance was they were supposed to win that game, and they went and they won that game, and they did it in convincing fashion. They didn't let them hang around. I mean, it was 9-6 at halftime, but that game was over in the third quarter. And I think that's a good quality to have. Like, you got to be able to beat bad teams. You can't play down to your competition. Mm-hmm. I always look at the Panthers. I think they've lost their last 12 games that they've been favorites in. Mm. And, like, that's a good way to lose your fans. You know, every time they walk into the building, be like, we got this, they walk out unhappy. You know, every time they have some confidence, you slap them down. And so it's just a good picture of a team that's learning how to win games. You know, you scored your most points of the season. You allowed your fewest points of the season. You threw for 300 yards. You sacked the other quarterback 8 times. You know, it's just it all went the way you hoped it would. And that's what teams that want to develop into good teams have to be able to do in matchups that they are superior in.
So have we seen the last of Alvin Kamara for the season? Is he on IR or not?
He's not on IR. It's tough to say whether he comes back or not. You have to ask whether it'd be worth it to come back with a knee issue. You know, they haven't put him on IR, which would indicate, it would seem to indicate that he's still available and they could definitely use him. You know, they went out and threw the ball a ton in that game. And it wasn't about, hey, we're behind, we're trying to come back. It was about, this is our best way to move the ball without a lot in the run game, right? Like, you saw Taysom Hill have 12 carries. He was really effective. So we'll have to see. I actually like what I've seen from Audric Estime. I'd like to see some more from him over the final 2 weeks. They also signed Nyheim Hines on the practice squad. Wouldn't be surprised if you end up calling him up for one of these two final games.
Who is that, Jeff?
Nyheim Hines, he's a veteran running back. They signed him to the practice squad last week after Devin Neal went down. He's just a veteran player. He was out of the NFL in 2023. He actually messed up his leg real bad in a jet ski accident in 2022. His friend ran into him. And so he missed the entire 2023 season. He spent some time with the Browns last year but didn't play in a game. And then he was with the Chargers briefly this year. So if he gets out there for any extended run, it would be a big moment for him. So wouldn't be surprised if he's an option down the stretch, but I don't know. When you're 5-10 and you have a running back that's coming back from a knee injury, how much are you going to push it? I'd be surprised.
Yeah, and I was thinking over the weekend, listening to y'all do the game, just with Estime and who's the other one? Hull? What's his name? The other running
Kevin
back?
Kevin Hull, yep.
Yeah, and now we're talking about Nyheim Miller-Hines, how, boy, you never would have thought these names would have come up at the end of training camp, would you? That these would be the running backs that the Saints are playing with, and it just goes to show you with injuries and attrition, you never know.
Yeah, and I mean, you could say that at wide receiver, too. I mean, you're talking about Mason Tipton, Kevin Austin, Dante Pettis, right? So I think that, you know, I asked what's the most, you know, what I was impressed with. One of the things I'm impressed with is they were able to win that game and do it convincingly with a supporting cast around the quarterback that is, suffice it to say, not what you planned for, right? And you're able to get it done with backups at running back, at along the offensive line, at receiver. So that's a good thing. That's a good sign.
Now let's take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, 821 Traffic Now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
826 here at WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker, joined by Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. A couple of questions, Jeff. Have you seen anything to indicate that Tyler Shuck is not the guy going into next season?
No. You said not the guy, right? Am I answering this the right way?
That's, I phrased it that way on purpose, because it's like, okay, I've not seen anything to indicate that he is not the guy. To me, he checks off a lot of boxes.
Yeah, and I'm glad we've gotten to that stage of the argument where you're looking at the opposite way and not, has he done anything to show he is the guy, which is what we were talking about early in the season.
Right.
If you're the Saints, I don't know how you'd go into this offseason and feel like, we got to replace this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if you're the Saints and you continue to scout quarterbacks and bring in guys. But I don't think, you're looking at the first round, you're no longer looking at a high first round pick. And that's kind of what I said earlier in the season, is if he plays well enough to ruin your draft pick, then he played well enough to prove you don't have to bring in another quarterback, right? That's probably what was going to happen. And that is what's happened. I mean, I just think you watch him, he's getting better week in, week out. His teammates believe in him. The coaches believe in him. He's making the big throws. He's got the game winning drives to his credit, which, that's tough for young quarterbacks. You don't see a lot of quarterbacks leading game winning drives. He did back to back weeks against division opponents. I just think he's kind of that steady hand that you need, right? I think he's taken a few too many sacks. That's not unusual for rookie quarterbacks. I think that's a development thing at the NFL level. Spencer Rattler took a ton of sacks his rookie season, and then he really like trimmed that number down this year. And I think you look at Spencer Rattler and you look at the jump he made from year one to year two under Kellen Moore and this coaching staff, and you kind of think, hey, well, if Tyler can do something similar and come back next year and have a second year leap, where are you? Are you in the Drake May conversation? And maybe that's a little optimistic, but I think, when you have that quarterback optimism, you put on the Shuck colored glasses and you just ride the ride. And, I'm happy that the Saints were able to go into the Superdome these final two games and send the fans home happy.
Because, the Shuck colored glasses. I love it.
That's what I'm calling it.
Real quick, we only got a minute left. I want to talk to you about the second half of that highlight, and that's Chris Olave. Is he shown enough to prove that he is the number one guy and should get paid?
Number one is tough. I think he should get paid, right? I think you're going to pay him. It's just going to be a question of how much. And he shows that he can dominate when he gets the opportunity. And this was a big season to come back from the injuries and prove he had what it takes. So, no, I think he's done more than enough to earn that contract for sure.
Thank you, Jeff. Any final thoughts?
I'm just, you know, excited. Two games left. Let's see if they can. A five-game winning streak would feel significant if they could finish this season off.
And let me tell you something else I thought of. Looking at the schedule, you look at the Bears and you look at the Rams and you look, and we knew the Rams were good, but you look at the Patriots. Hey, they had some tough going there early on in the season.
Yeah, no question. Well, how you play at the end of the season matters, and so finishing strong is a good quality half for these teams.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas and a safe trip out to Tennessee. Thank you, sir. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.